You're listening to the Ohio Conference Cast, where we explore topics related to the workings of Ohio Conference. Here are your hosts, Bill Seymour and Thomas Dunn.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our Ohio Conference podcast. I'm Bill.
I'm Thomas.
And with us is Jacob Dodson.
Hey, everybody. Glad to be with you.
We're back in our home base here at the basement of Orrville Mennonite Church. And Bill, why do we have Jake with us this morning?
Well, Jacob is one of the planning team for Ohio Conference's Year of Mission, and so we thought it would be good to come and rake him over the coal. I mean, interview him and find out what the Year of Mission is all about. And particularly, there are some missional activity days planned here for the fall, and we thought we'd ask him about those things.
So did we screw up already? Are you a team? Are you a committee? Are you a task force? What are you?
You got it just right. We are a planning team.
And who else is on the team with you?
Jason Rissler, who is in Strasburg, Sean Hilliard, who is at Martin's Mennonite, and Alyssa Short with the conference.
All right, cool. There are three missional meeting days. What are those about?
Those are about checking in with Ohio Conference churches on what they've been doing so far during the Year of Mission, to hear a story from a congregation who's really been engaging in mission, and to learn from one another things that we can do that we aren't already doing, and then to get excited about the culminating event that's coming here at the end of the year with Alan and Deborah Hirsch.
These events are part of a bigger picture of the Year of Mission, then?
Yes, these are part of the bigger picture. We're trying to check in with congregations to see how they're responding to the training we got at ACA last year. We want to get more ideas for areas of growth, and we also want to let them know what's coming so they can be reading material written by the Hirsches and getting ready for the new training event we'll be having at ACA, and it'll be really exciting, kind of the capstone of what we've been doing.
So in our pre-meeting, we were talking about the Year of Mission as a whole, and you and Thomas were both on the ministry development team that started to dream up this Year of Mission. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Year of Mission in terms of activities started at Ohio Conference Annual Assembly in March of this year, 2016, with Lance Ford and Brad Briscoe.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then these three meetings here in October, November, spread around the state, is kind of a second activity, or have there been others since then?
There have been some small-scale things, but on a conference level, these would be the next follow-up.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
And then in March 2017 at the Ohio Conference Annual Assembly, Alan and Deborah Hirsch will come and present, and they will talk about being missional.
Okay. Right.
So what is missional?
That's a great question, Bill. Missional goes back to the root meaning of the word mission, which in Latin means to send. So missional is a way of being church, the way of thinking about ministry that has a healthy understanding that our calling is about being sent out into the world, into the context of daily life. It's not about inviting people to come in to where we are, but recognizing we've been sent out. In John's gospel, Jesus says, as the Father sent me, now I send you. It's the sense that we as a church are a movement outward to the world.
Okay, so I heard Briscoe and Ford in March this past year talk about incarnational living. So God came into our existence as Jesus. Is this missional idea trying to help us to understand that we need to live as people who are sent?
Absolutely. And one of the things that the church has fallen into is an attractional model for how we do ministry, where we try to make programs and events very appealing to invite people to come into our space. But what we...
So if you build it, they will come.
Right, right.
Okay.
But if we do ministry in this way, unintentionally, we're expecting the visitor to be the missionary because they have to cross all of the cultural boundaries to come in to where we are. And that's not the model Jesus gave us when he said, I send you. And so I think on a fundamental level, we're saying we're not going to try to approach things with the attractional model anymore. We're going to try a different model, a missional model, which means more activity outside the walls of the church, engaging sometimes what are called third places, which could be clubs or activities that happen in restaurants or out at parks or even church buildings, but oftentimes they're centered around an interest, whether it's a hobby or some other way to connect with people. It makes Christian community more accessible.
Okay, so that makes sense. the goal of the Year of Mission then would be to give Ohio Conference churches energy to, well, I'm not sure. You tell me.
Right. Yeah, it is about giving Ohio Conference churches energy. We believe that mission is tied in with what God is doing in the world. And as we participate in it, renewal is a byproduct to what will happen and what will result in us and in the ministry that we're plugged into. So, yes, the Year of Mission is about creating opportunities for Ohio Conference churches to explore this outward-focused model for ministry. It's to give opportunities for practical training for these churches. It's to give some suggestions for practical opportunities to use the training. And it's to come together as a conference and say, we as a conference choose this direction. We want to have this type of culture as a conference, a missional culture. It's something we believe will draw us closer together in unity and in collaboration.
So as a conference, we want to live as we are sent by God, and we want to do this together.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So I heard a couple of things. You used we a lot, talking about these missional gatherings. Who is we? Is this for pastors? I mean, Bill and I and you are all pastors, so we'll plan on being there. There's delegates that are the official chosen people that are supposed to go to ACA.
Ooh, the chosen people.
The chosen people. And also the only ones that had to go to cluster before. And we're not calling these cluster meetings anymore. What is the target audience for these gatherings in the fall?
Well, the target audience for these gatherings is broader than just pastors and delegates. It's actually meant to be for any interested person in Ohio Conference. When I say we, I'm reflecting on the planning team, and I think our hope is that we could make these available to the widest number of people possible. And the same would be true for the Alan and Deborah Hirsch event at the end of the year. We're hoping that as many participants from Ohio Conference churches will come as are interested.
Now, I don't know if this is a spoiler or a teaser. There's also more happening at these meetings than just the missional gathering. So I think I've seen schedule. The missional aspect of it is planned for 1 hour, or is it a little more than an hour?
1 hour. That's right.
And they start at what time?
They start at 6:30, and the whole thing will be over at 8.
So if you're doing your math there, if the missionals thing is 1 hour, that'll go to 7:30, and then there is going to be some traditional business done at the end. Members or representatives of the conference will be sharing some business side things, some things that can be anticipating that will be discussed at the ACA in the spring. So the layout is an hour of missional focus and emphasis discussion. Is it going to be all presentation?
Actually, most of it is discussion-based. We want to hear what's going on in the Ohio Conference churches, so we want to create a lot of space for churches to share what they're doing and to learn from one another. There will be a video clip shared of Alan Hirsch talking about evangelism and discipleship. So it's mostly discussion-based. And in addition, there will be a presentation of a story from a local congregation of how they've been doing the Year of Mission. So those are the main pieces. Okay. So, yeah.
If you heard our previous podcast, Cliff Brubaker will be at all these as well, giving a little bit of a plug for what he's planning to do. So one question I would have for people that are anticipating going to these meetings and involved in Ohio Conference Year of Mission, hopefully planning on going to the ACA event where the Hirsches are, you know, what is one or two things that they can be doing to equipping themselves or training themselves towards this end?
I think it would be helpful if they reflect on the types of outreach or activities that their church is engaged in right now. So if they would jot down a few notes ahead of time, how is their church reaching out to the community? Also, I think if they have access to the online materials, if they could find them on the conference website to read through some of the things in the Year of Mission section, there's some good ideas and reflection questions. And if they could get their hands on just about anything by Alan or Deborah Hirsch, that also would be a good way to just get their feet wet a little bit, and some of the topics will be engaging.
So any of the Hirsch books you'd suggest? I know, yes. I've seen some of Alan's books, and they're thick.
That's
and
true.
For some people, that's intimidating. Myself included.
That's a good point. Maybe a more accessible thing to do would be watching some clips on YouTube of Alan Hirsch. Just type in his name in YouTube and you can see a variety of talks he's given, and Deborah as well. I think that one of the books that was very influential for the leadership team was Forgotten Ways. And then Shaping of Things to Come is another one of his books that has come up a lot in our discussions.
And I know Deb Hirsch has a book called Redeeming Sex, which is probably more pertinent to our day and age right now, and it's, you know, really talks about how being a missional church and a missional Christian affects how we view sexuality. Well, hey, thanks a lot for taking the time here, Jake. I've learned a lot.
Me too.
It was my pleasure. This is a great setup you guys have in here. Really enjoying being a part of this. It's an honor.
As he looks at, well, yeah, it's a basement.
Well, thanks for tuning in. Again, if you want to get a hold of us or give us any comments, feedbacks, or topics you'd like to hear us discuss, our email is ohioconferencecast@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening to the Ohio Conference Cast. We would like to hear from you. You can email us at ohioconferencecast@gmail.com with any topics or questions you would like us to explore.